the furniture had come up by train. We came up by train. That was my first taste of Tomatin. We left Yorkshire on a gorgeous day like this, at the beginning of April. And I remember looking at the hawthorn hedges as we came past. We had to change at York. When we got to Edinburgh, it was bucketing rain. And when we got to Tomatin, there were 3 feet of snow all over the place. And that was my first visit to Tomatin. We left home at 7:30 in the morning into bright sunshine and hawthorn blossom. And we got here about 8:30 at night, having 3 changes of train to 3 feet of snow. And so we had to live with Jack's mother for a week until the furniture came.
Where did she live?
Station Cottages, where Jean McRae lives now.
Right.
Yes, it was 2 houses then. It's been made into one since Jean lived there, but it was for railway workers. Jack's father worked on the railway. And we stayed with her for the first week. And then we moved up to Tomatin, but I'd no idea. I had no idea of anything. You know, the heating was a huge black stove with the lids on that you took off to set the pans on, but I didn't know how to light it. I didn't know where I was getting fuel from or anything till I forget who Jack must have said. Tommy Fraser, who lived at the Frasers, lived at Tomatin Ard, where Bruce Harmon lives now. He was the coal man. He delivered coal, apart from other things. He had a lorry for transporting things, but he also had the coal. So we got coal from Tommy, and we weren't very far away from Balfraid Wood up the hill there. So we used to go up there with a wheelbarrow and get sticks from the wood to light the fire, and then we had the coal from Tommy. And I'd just learnt how to cope. I mean, the shop was down here. I had to cycle 3 miles to get to the shop. I had a 6-year-old boy who had to walk to school from Ballymore down to here. As long as I could, I took him to school on my crossbar of my bike and then did the shopping while I was already down. And then I went to meet him. There were no school meals. They took a piece for the middle of the day. And then I used to cycle down at, I don't know, 3:30, I think it was, when they closed, and to bring him back home. But then when my next child arrived, when Richard arrived, he oh, God. We were still at Ballymore when he was born. A house with no electricity, no water, nothing. Of course, I couldn't go on the bike then, so the poor child had to walk to school. It was a shepherd's house. I don't know what it had been originally, because it was pretty ancient. But when we came up here, it was just used for clippings and dippings for sheep. There were sheep all around it. I think it belonged to Balfraid. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But half of the house was locked up. It was a two-up, two-down back kitchen sort of house, back door, front door. But the room on the right-hand side and the kitchen were locked. They were full of shepherd's stuff. So all we had was one room downstairs, 2 rooms upstairs. So there was nowhere to wash. There was nothing. There was a wooden porch round the front door. And I put a table in there and a big jug and wash basin and that sort of thing. And I brought with us when we came up home, because I wasn't sure what sort of thing, an old-fashioned mangle for washing and what we called a dolly tub. I don't know whether you know what I mean by dolly tub.
I know.
A dolly tub. So the only way of having a bath was to heat water on the stove, put it in the dolly tub and stand in the dolly tub. And that was the bath. But as I say, we coped. We used the water from the burn for that. because we weren't sure if there was anything in it, but it wasn't safe to drink it, you know. Yeah. It wasn't actually used in the funk, but you don't know how much of the sheep dip had soaked into the ground, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So we didn't fancy using it for drinking or anything like that. But
so for drinking?
Pardon?
So for drinking, where did you
had to go? We had to go to a well, which was past the farm buildings, then over the burn, then over a big field, then over another burn, and a bit of a field, and there was the well. So we had to carry a bucket all that way, and then all the way back again. If we were lucky, a bucket lasted a day. If we weren't, to go twice.